You, right there in your little corner of the world, you have a story. And your story is really a sacred thing. It is treasured. It matters immensely. It matters to God. It matters to the cosmos somehow. And it matters to you. It should. However, nobody gets the story we want. And I'm going to get to a man who did not get the story he wanted, and what a wonderful, transcendent, painful, difficult thing that was. But I don't start there. I start with words that I love. The Latin phrase is sursum corda, lift up your hearts. And it's a phrase that's used in scripture. It's the invitation for today. It's ancient liturgy in the early centuries of the church. Augustine wrote about this phrase quite often. And when the people would gather in the morning, a priest would say, "The Lord be with you," and the people respond, "And also with you," and then, "Lift up your hearts," and then, "We will lift them up indeed. It is right and good for us to do so." It's a phrase that's used in the Bible. For instance, interestingly enough, in the book of Lamentations, that's a book for people who did not get the story that they want. Let us lift our hearts and our hands up to the Lord. And it's a reminder that we have a kind of an orientation to our inner spirit, and to lift it up, to raise our spirits, our thoughts, our mind, our being, our soul, our perceptions into God's presence, into that which is lofty and elevated and noble and transcendent, is a good thing to do. And now, if you're watching, you can see. If you're listening on a podcast, you can't. But I am standing in front of a fabulous field of sunflowers. And I don't know that I will get to do this again. This is where we live, and I love them. They are what's called heliotropes. Sunflowers are actually created to face the sun, and when they are young, their little heads will actually track the suns all through the day. Just always be aware of and seeking to live in the presence of the sun. Right now, as they get a little bit more mature, they face the east. They face the east so that when the sun comes up, they will be ready to see it. Sursum corda, lift up your hearts. Folks who study this sort of thing say actually when they're facing the east, they gain more warmth and more energy, and they attract more bees, and they pollinate, and they reproduce more effectively. And I am kind of inspired when I see them to think, at any moment through the day, I can lift up my heart. We can with our minds. This is what Dallas Willard talked about, is the speed of spirit. We can direct our spirit any place in the universe, and we can direct it to God. We can open ourselves up to God, and I forget in one moment, I can do it the next moment. Now, the person that I was thinking about, as I was thinking about these sunflowers, they have inspired people for a long time. There's an ancient Greek myth about a water nymph who was in love with Apollo, the god of the sun, but it was not reciprocated, as love often is not, so she turned into a sunflower and just tracked him all day long. That was a little bit of a depressing story. Another artist who is deeply inspired by sunflowers, as you might know, is Vincent van Gogh, and he painted them quite often. In fact, one of his paintings, Vases of 15 Sunflowers, sold, this was way back in 1987, for $39 million. That's like more than $2 million per flower. But of course, he never got anything like that when he was alive. He did not get the story he wanted. Vincent van Gogh was actually the son and the grandson of Dutch Reform ministers. And he planned to go that direction with his life. He was also going to become a pastor. They sought to serve the poor, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so he was going to do that. But he actually flunked out. He did not pass his seminary examination, so he was rejected for that. He became a kind of a missionary for a time, apparently, to Belgium coal miners that lived a very difficult life. And he lived on almost nothing, gave away all of his possessions, but could be kind of a difficult person, kind of ragged. And so he was actually fired from that job as well. And he did not get the story he wanted. Of course, he became a painter. And what a good thing it is that he did not get to do what he wanted to do, so that the world could be blessed by a transcendent gift of his, even though it was often very painful to him. And as you might know, he struggled with emotional health issues. He was institutionalized several times with alcoholism. He was in a Christian asylum not long before he died. His faith is somewhat controversial, but folks who have read through a lot of his letters talk about how deeply it shaped him and shaped his work. There's a writer, Peter Lighthart, who has an article about him in First Times, and he writes this about Van Gogh, that he found inspiration in Scripture's lofty ideas. Christ haunted, I love that phrase, Christ haunted, sursum corda, lift up your hearts. Christ haunted, he regarded Jesus as a greater artist than any other, because his medium was not marble, clay, or color, but living flesh. Every corner of creation pulses with divinity. Flowers that look up to the sun. He wrote, I think sometimes I see something deeper, more infinite, more eternal than the ocean, in the expression of the eyes of a little baby when it wakes in the morning. All nature seems to speak. I do not understand why everyone does not see and feel it. Nature or God does it for everyone who has eyes and ears and a heart to understand. And then he wrote to his brother, Theo, of his desire to paint men and women with that something of the eternal which the halo used to symbolize. And for Van Gogh, of course, often it was that color yellow, which we seek to convey by the actual radiance and vibration of our coloring. Van Gogh did not reject the supernatural. He found it in nature. What terror there is in his paintings is the sublime terror evoked by the uncanny beauty of what Scripture identifies as the glory of God. And that's your assignment today. Look for the glory of God. Hunger for the glory of God. Be curious about the glory of God. Identify, see it in a field of sunflowers, in the dogs which are out today, and I'm waiting for them to come at any moment, in the thoughts that occur to your own heart, in the beauty of the earth, in the rising and the setting of the sun, most of all, in the people that you see, in the eyes of a little baby, in the eyes of a stranger, in the voice of a friend. The glory of God is all around us. Sursum corda, lift up your heart. Today, wherever you have messed up, wherever you have failed, wherever there is sin that would weigh you down, do not be weighed down today. I charge you this day, lift up your heart. Jesus put it like this, I wouldn't worry about the day. Look at the flowers of the field. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field that is here today and gone tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, he will clothe you in the glory of God. You never know when you don't get the story, the position, the job, the future that you thought you were going to get, the contribution that God has yet in store for you. Lift up your heart.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any future teachings from John Ortberg here at Become New. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here. This series is all about stories. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. We want to know about your story, whether it's a story of coming to faith or a story of spiritual growth. Whatever it is, we're here for you. You can email that to us at connect@becomenew.com, or you can text it to us. You can also sign up for daily reminders whenever we drop a new video via text by texting the word become to the number 855 888 1-800-273-0444. You can also send us prayer requests there. There's a team of us that meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each video, be sure to check that out at becomenew.com/subscribe. More than a video to watch, this is really a community to belong to, and we're so glad that you're a part of it. We'll catch you next time.